on with more news stories. Apprentices were underpaid by an NHS trust, a pioneering X-ray system could transform care for Norfolk children, and a music teacher is to represent the county for Miss England.
More than 100 apprentices were underpaid by an NHS trust in Norfolk over a four-year period. Norfolk Community Health and Care, NCH&C, NHS Trust, based in Beauthorpe Road in Norwich, was found to have underpaid 105 workers by a total of £19,948.21 between 2019 and 2023, according to government records. The trust said the underpayment was unintentional and affected apprentices who were not paid for their time spent on activities outside their contracted hours. However, some staff were unable to complete their college work during their working hours. Occasionally, they were asked to attend meetings or handovers at the start and end of a shift, and the time it took to change into their uniform had not been accounted for. This extra working time meant the employees ended up being paid below the minimum wage. The trust said all affected staff have now been compensated and a £13,000 fine was paid following a review by His Majesty's Revenue and Customs. NCH&C has since changed its policies to prevent similar issues in the future.
A teenage photographer's dramatic dream shot of a hobby chasing a dragonfly has captured the top prize in a wildlife photo competition. Maxim Breus, 17, won the Norfolk Wildlife Trust 2026 Nature Photography Competition with his amazing picture taken at Redgrave and Lopham Fen. The image freezes a life-or-death moment in a high-speed chase as a predator pursues its prey across the wetlands on the Norfolk-Suffolk border. And it required incredible patience from the talented young photographer. He said, "For 3 years, I've attempted to capture a legendary shot of a hobby chasing a dragonfly." After more than 200 hours spent observing, the delight of achieving my dream shot was absolutely indescribable. "For me, wildlife photography was never just about showing an animal. I want to show people the behaviour, the story and fleeting moments that make each encounter special." The competition, open to Norfolk residents and visitors of all ages, attracted more than 1,200 entries during June and July. The 2027 calendar will be available to buy online and at Norfolk Wildlife Trust visitor centres at Hickling Broad, Holm Dunes and Clye Marshes from late September.
A state-of-the-art X-ray system, which could transform care for children and young people across Norfolk, is a step closer after more than £660,000 was raised towards the cost. The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital charity is seeking £841,500 to buy an EOSEG imaging system for the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The advanced technology can reduce radiation exposure by up to 86% while producing detailed three-dimensional images of the whole body. It would particularly benefit young patients with scoliosis, who may require frequent X-rays over many years to monitor changes in the curvature of their spine. If the appeal succeeds, the Norfolk and Norwich will become the first hospital in the east of England to offer the pioneering low-dose 3D imaging service. With around £181,500 still needed, members of the hospital's spinal team have been undertaking an ambitious six-day challenge to help take the appeal over the finishing line. Spinathlon 2026 will see the team travel 180 miles across Norfolk by kayak, on foot, by bicycle. Their journey began with a kayak along the River Yare from Norwich towards Great Yarmouth. They will then walk from Yarmouth to see Palling before continuing along the North Norfolk coast through Cromer and Holcombe to Hunstanton. For the final leg, the team will cycle from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn back to the Norfolk and Norwich. Rachel Backshaw, director at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital's charity, thanked those whose donations and gifts in wills have already brought the appeal close to its target. She said, "This technology has the power to change lives. For our youngest and most vulnerable patients, those who often face years of repeated X-rays, the new system means safer imaging, clearer diagnosis, and greater peace of mind for families. We are incredibly grateful to everyone who has chosen to make a donation or leave a gift in their will to support future generations of patients."
A music teacher and businesswoman has been named Miss Norfolk and will now represent the county in the Miss England final. Amy Morris, who's 27, from Norwich, qualified for the national event, which will take place later this year, after being selected through interviews and catwalk video entries submitted over the summer. She was officially presented with her sash and tiara by long-serving Miss England choreographer Lisa Powell. "I'm incredibly proud to represent Norfolk in Miss England," Miss Morris said. She combines her educational career with business and performance, and away from the stage, she is manager and co-owner of Lush Leisure Vehicles, a motorhome company offering travel and adventure on wheels.